Chapter 6. To Blurb a Mockingbird.
With millions of books to choose from, readers look to others to help them decide what to read next. That's why we have book reviews and book clubs and bookstore staff picks and blurbs. Supposedly, the first blurb was written by Ralph Waldo Emerson in 1855 and published the following year on the spine of Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass, and it said, "I greet you at the beginning of a great career." Whether or not these endorsements from celebrities or other authors do much in the way of selling books is up for debate, but publishers aren't likely to give up the practice anytime soon. There is one man who blurbs more contemporary books than just about any other, so much so it's gained him something of a reputation. So could you introduce yourself first?
Sure. I'm A.J. Jacobs, and I'm a writer and blurber.
A blurber? I've heard you referred to less politely.
All right. Well, it's a blurb whore is a phrase I've heard many times. I prefer to, I am a free love blurber. I don't think there should be a negative connotation.
How did this start? How did you get started as a promiscuous blurber, let's say?
I am a promiscuous blurber. Part of it is that I've written a couple of books in the do something for a year genre. I wrote one called The Year of Living Biblically. So then everybody who wrote a book in the same genre asked for a blurb. So, I get emails, "I wore clogs for a year. Can you endorse my book? I played the French horn for a year. Can you endorse my book?"
You know, I thought there'd been some kind of intervention, AJ, that you've slowed down on this a little.
Well, that is true. I used to be a far more promiscuous blurber. But then the New York Times critic Dwight Garner actually tweeted, and his tweet said that half of the crap galleys he gets are endorsed by one human being, AJ Jacobs. And so he tweeted that literally, say, at like 3 o'clock. At 3:05, both my agent and my editor were calling me and saying, "We got to put a stop to this. You have a reputation. You've got to calm down and start saying no." But I still do a good amount, probably more than the average writer.
And any idea how many you've done over the years?
Over the years? Oh, that's tough. I would think I've hit triple digits.
Whoa. So, AJ, is there an art to blurbing a book? I mean, what are some of the basics of writing a great blurb?
One of my tried and trues is, and I'm not saying it's great, but it is a formula that works. You got to throw in an adverb followed by an adjective. So wildly entertaining, stunningly poignant. I've never used that, but that's an example. And then I do try to make a lame joke somehow related to the book itself. So if it's a book about religion, "Thou shalt buy this book." I will say that has gotten me into trouble once because unknowingly I used the same blurb twice on two different books. I repeated the same joke 2 years apart, and I had totally forgotten about it. One of the books, it was about this guy who decided he wasn't going to leave any carbon footprint, just be the most environmentally friendly person ever. So I wrote, "This is a great book. Buy this book, read it, and then compost it." Not bad, not bad. And then 2 years later, I get another book about a guy who's living off the grid, and I write this and send it in. And I'm like, that was pretty witty. A few days later, it occurred to me, wait a second, that kind of sounds familiar. I look back, and I'd used that same exact joke 2 years before.
You cheated on the same blurb.
And I was all nervous I was going to be busted by some snarky media website. And they would say, "Oh, you can't even come up with a different blurb." And I had actually prepared my defense in case anyone busted me, which was, in honor of the books, I was recycling our precious joke resources so as not to waste them. Luckily, no one ever cared enough to bust me.
Okay, so if you're a promiscuous blurber, I don't know what that makes me, because I am a I consume blurbs with great zeal. I can be swayed or to be more or less interested in a book depending on who blurbed it. And everyone who I work with makes fun of me for this. But do you think blurbs do make a difference when it comes to sales?
I have no idea. It is a vast mystery to me. I think if you get someone like Stephen Colbert or Jon Stewart to blurb your book, yes, that's going to make a difference. But someone, just another writer, I'm not really sure it makes a huge difference. And also, as a consumer, I would recommend taking them, of course, with a grain of salt. I would say there's always something to praise about a book. So if the blurb is, this is a good book, you'll be entertained, then maybe it's okay. But if the blurb is really specific and says, this is my favorite business book of the last 10 years, then that blurb really means it. And then the blurb means something. So look for the really specific, enthusiastic blurb. And those, I think, are meaningful.
AJ Jacobs, promiscuous blurber who also writes longer things like The Year of Living Biblically, The Guinea Pig Diaries, and Drop Dead Healthy.